It's time for our daily look at the arts, and the Toronto Operetta Theatre will present Ivor Novello's Perchance to Dream for one afternoon only on March 3rd, 3 p.m. at the St. Lawrence Centre for the Arts. It's going to be a very special performance indeed, celebrating a great tunesmith and showcasing a fantastic group of performers. With me now is Peter Tiefenbach, the musical director for this special presentation, longtime vocal coach at the Glenn Gould School of and the Royal Conservatory of Music. He's worked with the Calgary Opera, Opera Atelier, and Opera in Concert. And Peter, I want to say welcome.
I'm delighted to be here. Thanks, Mark.
So glad that you could be here. Tell us about Ivor Novello and his music.
Well, Novello was, he really created his own style of music theater. It's sort of an amalgam of Viennese operetta and Broadway musical kind of combined through a very particular English lens.
Okay.
So it's very much of its time, but he wrote some truly timeless melodies, including one of the big hits of our show, which is We'll Gather Lilacs in the Spring Again. We'll gather lilacs in the spring again.
You know, I'm really glad you gave us the example. And he premieres... Perchance to Dream in 1945, 1,000 performances.
It's an astonishing number of performances.
Very popular. So how does this show work through the lens of the Operetta Theatre?
Well, of course, we don't have Novello's resources. He had great scenic designers and a ballet troupe, and special effects were often used in a lot of his operettas, not particularly in this one. He didn't have any earthquakes or train wrecks. Not in this piece.
No.
In his previous ones he does. But
right.
This one takes place over several generations. And
okay.
So that's a challenge for our young cast to play people from the early 19th century and then from the Victorian era. And it's if you listen closely, I think you get the Novello's take on all of these forms from the different eras, too. And so he's doing kind of a trip through time.
My understanding is that Novello was very handsome.
They called him the handsomest man in England. And he had a bit of a silent movie career, but he didn't survive the talkies because, as his friend Noel Coward said, that when he spoke his lines, something odd happened about his mouth.
It's sort of a David Beckham syndrome.
I think that's exactly right. That's the modern parallel.
So what are you excited for people to experience on March 3rd? You've got this great cast. You've been working hard. What are the numbers that are starting to really take form?
Well, there's a great variety in the musical material. And what I think is so wonderful is the tunes are very catchy, and they're not like anyone else. They're kind of immediately identifiable as Novello. They're very romantic, schmaltzy, I like to say.
Right.
And they're tunes that affect people no matter, you know, what their age. These young people in the show never knew any of this music before, and they're so taken with it. It's lovely to watch.
Does it put any extra pressure, and I don't mean to put any pressure on you at all, Peter, but when you know you've just got the one performance, does it heighten that moment a little bit?
Well, I don't know. As a performer, you're only thinking about the performance at hand. Anyway,
we only have tonight. We only have this afternoon.
And after that, it's over. Yeah.
So, and no, it's just another show.
We're going to do it Sunday at 3.
Yeah.
And then it'll be the Canadian premiere, actually. I don't think anyone's ever produced it before.
I love that.
Yeah, it's about time after nearly a century, I guess.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, quite do the math quickly there.
Toronto Operetta Theatre's production of Perchance to Dream will be performed on March 3rd, as we mentioned, 3 p.m. at the St. Lawrence Centre for the Arts. Tickets at stlc.com, or you can call, I'll give you a second, 416-922-2912. And Peter, I suppose you're going to be getting back to rehearsals and getting ready for...
I'm going directly there.
Very good. Peter Tiefenbach, thank you so much.
Thanks, Mark.
I appreciate it. Let's get back to the music now. And we'll play something from Vivaldi.